Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Live from New York State, a state which is run like a socialist dictatorship. Ask any vaping store you know. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David is scheduled to make an appearance with us tomorrow right here on WBEN, so we will, of course, stand by for that. Now, I'm in a bit of a quandary as I approach you today midweek. I need some time to wake up. I need some time to unreel. I need some time to get this puppy on the tracks. You ever had one of those days where you just can't seem to get things on track? Like just when you get one wheel in the rail, the other one comes out. Like if you've got those glass shower doors and every now and again they come off of the glide path, if you will, and you kind of lift them up and you got to put them into position. That's kind of the way my brain feels right now. And no particular reason, except the only thing I can think of is it might be the ragweed. Because we're at the beginning of ragweed season, and I don't think it's particularly bad outside, but one never knows. But this is a program that we have done before, and I don't want to do the same program again, because believe me, by the time you are sick of hearing a topic, by the time you are sick of hearing a question, you probably have only heard 1/100th of the times I've actually talked about it. So by the time you are sick of something, believe me, I am generally 80 times as sick of it, okay? But I want to try this in a little bit of a different way if we could. After having half a bottle of Southern Comfort would be a different way to approach this. Now, I want to approach this in the best way as I possibly can. Phil, I believe my guest is calling in, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit on News Radio 930 WBEN. And the phone number, as it always is on WBEN, is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So stay with us. You're going to hear the topic I'm going to start off with doing, and you'll also hear the different way I plan on doing it so that it will stay interesting for you guys. Because if you guys don't think it's interesting, then I have not done my job, and I don't like not doing my job. Joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN to tell us all about the Borderlands Music Festival, which is happening this weekend. We have the organizer, the main guy, the big cheese, the heavy honcho, John Simperman from the Borderlands Music Festival. John, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Tom, that's quite the introduction. I've got a lot to live up to now.
Well, you certainly do, but that's a big club, and I'm sure that you will fill those shoes. First of all, for those who don't know, tell us all about the festival. Give us the when, the where, the who's, and what in the heck is this Borderlands Festival?
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you. Now, Borderlands Festival is a two-day music, art, cultural celebration. And quite frankly, Tom, celebrating all the best assets of this region, from music to artisans to craft beer to craft spirits. Everything on the grounds at Knox Park this weekend is built, produced, concepted from this region, the region that we've kind of branded Borderland. We live on a border, and there's a lot of cool things that happen in this region because we're influenced by that border.
Now, last year was your first year, right?
Last year was year one, and I got to tell you, I've done a lot of events in my life, and it was by far the most challenging, but also the most rewarding.
Oh, I thought you guys did a hell of a good job last year, especially considering it was the first year of a major event. Having organized big events myself, I was very impressed by what you did.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, we've learned from events across the country, whether it's Bonnaroo, whether it's South by Southwest, and we've really taken that model. And quite frankly, some of their crew to, you know, help us execute this event. We've got a world-class staff on site. As I speak, as I look at the site, it's being constructed. And, you know, Tom, this is a world-class festival. And I got to tell you, we're getting national acclaim for the acts that we have on stage and for this whole vibe that we've created. So I really hope the folks here at home come out and experience it, because it's really at the same level of festivals you see across the country.
Now, before we get into exactly who is going to be performing, tell us about the tickets. Are that when you buy a ticket, are they good for one day? Are they good for 2 days? How does that whole thing work?
Yes. So we have, again, everything kicks off this Saturday over at Knox Park. So we have two-day tickets available, and those are $125 for both days. And then we also have single-day Saturday and single day Sunday. So then those are priced at $75 per day. So the great value is to experience both days, but we also understand people may have other obligations, so there's single day options available for the festival as well.
Indeed. Of course, Sunday you'll be competing against a certain football team.
You know, yeah, they're playing. And hey, by the way, just on that note, you know, we book our bands in November. Bills don't launch their schedule until April. So, you know, for us, it's a little bit of the unknown. You know, quite frankly, we did not think the Bills would open on the road 2 weeks in a row. I think they're the only NFL team this year that did that.
Yeah, you probably didn't think they were going to go 2-0 on the road either.
Well, we're hoping they went 2-0, but we're also hoping that they maybe played one of those games at home. But that being said, and I'm glad you bring that up, Knox Park is 7 miles away from New Era Field. So we do think it could also become a great doubleheader for fans and a great post-game party. So, you know, again, from 4 o'clock on, we've got 6 major acts on the stage. I mean, music starts at 11 a.m. each day. Music doesn't wrap up until 10 p.m., so, you know, when you're thinking about it at the Bills game, it may not be a bad idea to drive the 7 miles to Knox and enjoy just a great evening at the park.
Should people bring their own lawn chairs and blankets?
Yeah, they're welcome to. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, some of the seating, or I should say some of the standing area in front is reserved for just standing, but there's, you know, bring the lawn chairs, bring the blankets. It's just a great place to unwind and a great way to watch music out in nature and in what I would argue is one of the most beautiful parks in the region.
Oh, it truly is. And last year's event was very, very enjoyable. This year, whom do you have playing? What is the lineup?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the big names, first of all, the music starts at noon, and everybody is a first-class artist. I don't want to minimize some of the up-and-coming artists because in 3 years, we'll be talking about them as headliners. But the names that most folks would know would be there's a great band called the Wood Brothers, you know, that fills up Town Ballroom a couple times a year. Government Mule, who usually attracts 10,000-12,000 folks up at Art Park. Government Mule is led by Warren Haynes of the Allman Brother fame. So those are a couple of the big names there on Saturday. And then Sunday, we happen to have a woman by the name of Mavis Staples. For those of you who are not familiar with Mavis, she's in the Gospel Hall of Fame as well as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, she is amazing. She's like 80 years old, and her voice is angelic.
Yeah, and you know, she played, and I actually, if you read her biography, she She very came close. She dated Bob Dylan, and they were a real big thing back in the day. And, you know, she is just an absolute legend. And the fact that we can get her to play here at this festival in Buffalo, New York, is awesome. She hits the stage at 4 o'clock. So, she, you know, it'll be a great Sunday afternoon of gospel and soul with Mavis on Sunday. And then we also got a great artist by the name of Shaky Graves out of Austin. Shaky is Americana and huge following. And then we wrap up the evening with a band actually out of Michigan called Green Sky Bluegrass. And if you haven't seen these guys, they just put on a show. It's the Grammy Award winning, and they just bring the fans to their feet. So, you know, soup to nuts. Three stages. Music's going on for 30 of the hours over the weekend, so there's always something.
And it's cool because one band wraps up and then another band starts somewhere else.
Yes.
So there's no swapping out equipment. There's no delay while equipment gets moved around band to band. You've got a number of different stages set up.
Yeah, yeah. You'll love this. We did get one complaint last year from a fan who said there was too much music.
there's always got to be that guy.
All right, well, see what we can do about that next year. But you know, that being said, when I say too much music, you know, there's so much else to do on the site. You know, we've got woodworkers, we've got boat builders, we've got coppersmiths, blacksmiths, all these really cool artists that do their thing here in Buffalo. So you know, there's so much interactive stuff. You know, including, hey, what I do want to note, you know, people think, oh, is this Woodstock? Well, no, but what I want to emphasize is we have a super family-friendly environment. And Tom, you were there last year, and, you know, the demographic of our festival is a family reunion. I mean, you see folks, you know, kids who are, you know, 5 or 6 all the way up to folks that are, well, if you talk about Mavis Staples, in their 80s.
Oh, yeah. It was very relaxing. It was very well done. It was a very non-threatening environment. And if I had younger kids, I wouldn't think anything about bringing them to the festival. In addition to the tickets being available at the door, John, how do people get tickets right now? They're so enthralled by what they have just heard about the Borderland Music Festival, year number 2, that they don't want to miss out. How can they get more information about all of the other bands that are going to be performing? And most importantly for you, how do they buy tickets?
Yeah, so Borderland Festival, borderlandfestival.com. Single-day tickets, 2-day tickets are available. You know, and I would really encourage folks, you know, yes, there are tickets available at the door, but guess what? They do increase in price the longer you wait. And why stand in line? Grab your tickets online over the next few days, and you just scan yourself right into the festival. So borderlandfestival.com, tickets are available. Tickets are moving well, which we appreciate. We want to show the nation that Buffalo can support a festival of this nature, and you know, we've had some really good momentum the last few weeks.
Yeah, I can well imagine, and I'm sure this year's festival is going to be even better. So the doors open both days, Saturday and Sunday, at Knox Farm Park, 11 in the morning, and the music is going to go all the way up until 10 o'clock at night. And it's borderlandfestival.com.
That's the place. And hey, on that note, Tom, you know, it is a long day for folks, but I just want to also let folks know that unlike a lot of events you go to, if you have a wristband, you can actually come and go throughout the weekend. So we really focused on making this convenient and accessible. You know, so if you bring your kids in the morning, you know, you can drop them off at your in-laws later in the day.
So. Or drop them off at the festival and you go to your in-laws, but that wouldn't be nearly as much fun. And as far as if there's going to be, obviously, food vendors on site, beverage vendors on site, and as you said, the various artisans and craftsmen are going to be there on site. And there really isn't a dull moment at the Borderland Festival. And I'm sure this year it's going to be even better than it was last year, which was its debut year.
Yeah, yeah, no, and we learned a lot. We're not changing many things. you know, we were, because we were so well behaved by the park last year, we were able to add craft spirits this year. So some of the local distilleries will be on site.
Will One Foot Cock be there?
Actually, they will. Yes, they will.
All right. Well, that's good news for my friend Frank.
Yes, Frank and Roy will be there. They are mixing up some phenomenal homespun cocktails. And we also have 8 local breweries involved. Really cool restaurants, from Allentown Burger Ventures to Masciutto Chow's. So, you know, this isn't a place where you're going to get fried dough. I mean, the food is high end, and quite frankly, you know, fairly priced too. So this is, you know, it's a strong value, and the food selection, the beer selection, and the spirits from our friends at Buffalo Distilling and Lockhouse will also be flowing.
Indeed. Now, I focus, of course, on One Foot Cock, because the name is, it's very catchy, and it's very catchy because the story behind One Foot Cock is, when they originally were getting their feet wet in the distilling business, when they were learning their craft, as it were, they may have been located in a barn. The barn may have been around Bennington, New York, and there may have been a rooster in that barn who was hobbling around on only one foot or one leg. Therefore, they decided that the name of their place and their spirit would be One Foot Cock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, and that's the story they're sticking to.
That is what I hear, and I believe it because I read it on the internet as well as Frank telling it to me. So that is, it'll be a great event. Good luck. And the weather, it looks like it's going to cooperate as well. You've got some sunshine on Saturday and 83 degrees. And Sunday looks like things are going to behave, and the showers don't even come until the evening, and 81 degrees. So good luck, John Simperman, with the Borderland Festival, and more information from folks at borderlandfestival.com. Anything I did not ask you that you think you need to get across to people?
No, let's just, again, this is a celebration for all of our region, and, you know, come early, stay late, and interact with not only the musicians, but all the talented artists and chefs, brewers, and distillers that this Buffalo region has to offer.
Oh, one quickie I forgot to ask you about, that is parking.
Yeah, so, you know, we're lucky. We've got a great venue because we have parking right across the street at the Polo Fields. If you do go to the website, you'll see a full map. We had, you ready for this? 0 issues with ingress or egress last year. So parking is not an issue. We also have a very accessible rideshare lot if you're taking Lyft or Uber. So there's lots of ways into the venue. And there will be, it'll be a bottleneck-free zone.
Well, hopefully everything is going to work out exactly as planned. John Simperman with BorderlandFestival.com. Good luck with the event this Saturday, this Sunday at Knox Farm, East Aurora. Beautiful location, and the weather is going to cooperate, and people can find the complete list of bands and performers by going to BorderlandFestival.com. Thanks very much, John. Appreciate your time, and best of luck with the festival.
Thanks, my friend. Have a great day.
I shall do that indeed. John Simperman with Borderland Festival. And seriously, you might remember after last year's inaugural Borderland Festival, where I had the pleasure of being a guest, I came in on the following Monday, and I told you guys how very impressed I was that for a first-time major event at a major venue like that, and as somebody who has planned events, I know what can go wrong. and everything in the world can go wrong. I know what you have to do in order to get it right in terms of sending away people happy. And I was so impressed with what they did last year at Borderland Festival. It was a very friendly, open, welcoming environment. And given that that was the first year they did it last year, I'm sure this year it is going to be even better. And no, I don't get a dime for talking about it. I'm just telling you about something you can do this weekend. It is 3:26 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So I started off the show talking about wanting to do a particular topic that we've done before, but that in order to keep it as interesting as I can for you guys, I wanted to do it in a little bit of a different way. So I will, I'll explain myself following the news break coming up here on WBEN.
We are here for the umpteenth time to call on Bishop Malone to resign, but we're going to start with a different angle this time. Last week in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Archbishop Bernard Hebda began what is called a Metropolitan Model Investigation of one of the bishops of Minnesota. Bishop Heppner of Crookston, Minnesota, was accused of not handling, mishandling, a case of sexual abuse. And as a result of that, Bishop Hebda decided to begin what is called the Metropolitan Model. In an investigation of Bishop Heppner, and then the results of that will be sent to the Vatican and the Papal Nuncio for perhaps action on Bishop Heppner. Well, today we're here to call on Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, who is the Metropolitan Archbishop of New York State, to intervene in the Diocese of Buffalo and do something about the mishandling and negligence of Bishop Richard Malone. It's been too long now that Bishop Malone has arrogantly refused to resign. And it is now time, and we know that Cardinal Dolan has been aware of this situation now for several months. It is time for him to implement the Metropolitan Model, do an investigation, but he doesn't have to do too much investigating because there's been enough evidence through the past couple of years that Bishop Malone cannot be the Bishop of Buffalo any longer.
All right, so that is the premise, as once again, there are calls for the Bishop of Buffalo to resign and renewed calls for the Archdiocese people to look into what is going on in the city of Buffalo, the Archdiocese people of New York City. So here is what I would like to do today, if it's okay with you guys, on WBEN. Now, allegedly, 86% of Catholics in Western New York want Bishop Malone to resign. What I would like to do on WBEN is kind of a lightning on-air poll of you guys, especially if you happen to be of the Roman Catholic faith, as to whether the bishop should stay or should he go. Now, I have asked this question before. We did a show just last week asking the question. But here is what I'd like to do differently. What I would like to do, ideally, the way I see this playing out and hear it playing out in my brain, is you will come on the air and I'll say, hey, it's Jim in Springville. Jim, you're on WBEN. And you will say either, Tom, I think the bishop should resign, or Tom, I think the bishop should stay because, and then give me one or two sentences why you support either the bishop's resignation or his continuing on as the Bishop of Buffalo. And then I will hang up and we'll move to another caller. I should tell you that my goal in doing the show as a lightning show is to minimize the amount of time you'll have to spend on hold And I would like to get at least 50 calls on the air in the time we do this topic. I would like at least, and granted, you have to understand that polling and public opinion methodology is a science unto itself. And I fully recognize that this, it's not a scientific poll, okay? But by telling you that I'd like to get at least a sample of 50 who are going to be responding to the same question asked in the same way, hopefully that will generate, hopefully we'll get some numbers that are as close to truth as we can possibly come. 86% of Catholics want Bishop Malone to resign. Allegedly, that seems a little bit high to me. But then again, I'm not a Roman Catholic, and I don't know what you guys are saying about the bishop behind closed doors or after your Sunday or Saturday services. So again, my goal is to get as many of you on the air as I can possibly get on the air, to the point where I get at least 50 phone callers who will quickly say, I'd like the bishop to quit or resign, I'd like the bishop to stay, and here is my reason or my reasons why, without going into a lengthy soliloquy, okay? Brevity in this case is going to be very important, and because brevity is important, that means I want to load up the phone lines and make them hard to get, so that once you do actually secure a phone line, you know you're going to be on the air, and you also know that you're not going to be waiting interminably to make your on-air opinions count, and I can just go call without tying up your entire day, and at the same time, hopefully get a more representative sample without making any claim at all that this is a scientific poll. I'm just kind of curious if it really is 86%. And if you would care to tell us whether you're a Catholic, that is absolutely fine by me. I probably won't make notes on that. But the question is, should the bishop resign? Should the bishop stay? And a reason why. And we're going to call this Lightning Fast Talk Radio. Okay, it will be caller-driven by you guys today. Kind of like that idea. It almost makes it seem like I'd be working less, doesn't it? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's give this idea a whirl and see how things go. Here's Renee in East Aurora. Renee, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. I think he needs to resign. And I think he's very ignorant to the seriousness of the cover-up that has been happening in the church for many, many years.
So he needs to resign. He's ignorant of the cover-up, and you'd no longer support him. And are you Roman Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll move right on to another person. This is how I want the show to go. Just call. Joe in Williamsville is next on WBEN. Joe, what's your take?
I say he should resign immediately. I'm a Catholic. I go to St. Gregory the Great. And the reason I say he should leave is he covered up. There's no question about it.
Was there a specific instance he covered up that particularly galled you?
Not really. Just in general, from all that I've read about it and I've been following it fairly closely, I just can't tolerate it anymore. I'm so sick of hearing of it, and we need him out of there, and he needs to be replaced.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for the call. Lightning Talk Radio is what we're doing right now, getting as many people on as humanly possible, minimizes your time on hold, maximizes the number of people we get on the air, and hopefully improves the accuracy of the result. Here's Gary in Ransomville. Welcome. You're on WBEN.
I support Bishop Malone. I think these Bolshevik tactics that the lawyers using for their leftist agenda just to get Malone out because he's not signing over paychecks to give the lawyer a payday. And I think these people listening to these false accusations are just lemmings.
So you have full support for the bishop, and I trust you are also a Roman Catholic.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the call. Good to hear from you. Here is Eric in Cambria. Eric, the Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone, should he resign? Should he stay on? And why? Your take.
Well, I think regardless of whether he covered it up or not, it's a matter of what the people have confidence in you or not. And just like a company, if a company starts to tank, the CEO may not have been his fault, but he might need to go to restore faith in the shareholders. And that's the reason why I think he needs to probably go.
You think that most people, I'm going to repeat what you just said in different words, forgive me for that rejoinder, but you think that most people have lost faith in the bishop and his ability to lead?
I think, yes. I think the parishioners need to have restored confidence in the leadership. And whether it's Malone's fault or not, I think as a symbolic move, a new leadership is in order.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for the phone call. Lightning Talk Radio. So far, three people have told us that they believe the bishop should resign. One person has said the bishop should stay. My goal is I want to get at least 50 people on the air with an opinion one way or the other and a quick sentence or two as to why you hold the opinion you do. And let's go to Marcy in Niagara Falls. Marcy, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I am Catholic, and I think he should stay. I think he's being very sincere and trying to fix this problem.
So stay on, Bishop Malone. Don't resign.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Here is Julie in Clarence, WBEN. Hello.
Thank you so much for that, Tom. I'm a Catholic. I believe that he needs to go, not only, as a previous person says, so he's a catalyst for change, so we know change is coming, but to acknowledge how serious this is. Somehow he is not expressing and acknowledging that. This, him going, would show we as Catholics, he is our representative, they get it.
The perception that he has not adequately expressed penitence, if you will, for everything that has gone on, I didn't realize how prevalent that was out there among Roman Catholics. The idea that he has not seemed empathetic, the idea that he has perhaps not taken this as seriously as he ought to have done.
Bingo. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a surprise to me. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. All right, so far, four people say the bishop should resign. Two people say the bishop should stay. And if you're just joining us, yeah, I know, I've done the topic before. But my goal today is specifically to get to as many callers as I possibly can, to get as large a sample of you guys as I possibly can. Because there's another poll that says 86% of Catholics believe that Bishop Malone should resign. And I think it'd be interesting to see what you guys have to say. And again, it isn't a scientific poll, but the numbers, I think, are going to be interesting, especially with this audience being an audience that the bishop has addressed on many occasions on his visits to this studio. It is 3:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you are just joining us, thank you very much for choosing me and this radio station. And we're doing a topic that I know we've done before, but I'm doing it differently today because the goal is to get as many people on the air as possible. And an example would be, hello, Joe, you're on the air. Yes, my name is Joe. I think Bishop Malone should stay because da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'll say, thank you, Joe, and move on to another caller. That way you won't spend a lot of time on hold, and we'll get to as many people as possible and maybe come a little closer to an accurate measurement of where the temperament happens to be of Catholics in Western New York regarding their bishop. And the only thing I don't have control over, my friends, is the breaks. As you know, we have breaks for traffic, we have breaks for news, we have breaks for weather, and sometimes we have hard breaks that I can't move around. Sometimes I have soft breaks. And that's why I'd like to talk about Cialis. It is 3:52 at WBEN. I'm just kidding about the little Cialis thing. Here is Tina in Amherst. Tina, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hi. Yes, my name is Tina. I'm calling from Amherst, New York. I am a Roman Catholic, and I believe the bishop
should absolutely resign. I find him hypocritical, untrustworthy, and I think his actions or his inactions border on criminal.
Did you have a specific matter in mind, or did you just want to leave it at that?
No, I've worked in parishes for over 28 years, and I've seen and I know a lot, and it will never dissuade my faith, but I believe he should resign for many, many reasons.
Tina, thank you very much for the call to Lightning Talk Radio, and your time on hold was like 5 minutes, and I appreciate that. Here is Chuck in Clarence. Chuck, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Chuck from Clarence. I think he should stay. I think there's been a lack of due process. I think this wasn't his problem, and I think leaving would really be an easy way out for him. I mean, he could just walk away from this problem. I think I respect him that he's staying in there despite all the pressure. And anyway, I think he should stay.
Would you say that your view is a popular one at your particular parish?
You know, the folks that I talk to at my parish, I think it's probably 50-50. The people outside the parish, supposed Catholics, I'll call them Catholics with a small C, want them out. So we have a lot of people, you know, it's a big organization. We have a lot of people that are emotional about this, and I get that. I mean, we're inside. But I think it's dangerous to act with emotion, like on a lot of things in society that are going on right now. We seem to jump first.
Interesting argument, sir. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Dale, who is in Clarence. Dale, you're on WBEN. Should the bishop stay or resign, and why?
I think he should absolutely resign. And the reasons why is that he is now, with his controversy, his lack of leadership, and lack of trust, where now everyone in his inner circle is leaving him to a large degree. There's causing schisms, and we are one Catholic, holy, and apostolic church. The Catholic faith is based on all of us together, and what's happening is we're becoming small little churches. Well, we won't send our money to the diocese. We'll just make it good here. And that, as a result of this, he's not welcome at sacraments. He's not welcome in other parishes. They're telling him stay away. And that is Protestant. That's not Catholic. And he has guarded himself now where he's had his head in the sand, where he won't accept or listen to anything negative. And that's just not healthy. So it's time to go. I don't think he's the cause of everything. He's certainly not the answer. And I don't know that the next person will be either. But this can't keep going, because we're just dividing, and that isn't Catholic.
Understood. Thank you very much. So far, 6 of you say the bishop should resign. 3 of you say the bishop should stay. We're calling this Lightning Talk Radio. And the goal is to get to as many calls as I possibly can today and to minimize your time on hold as best as I possibly can, basically racing through the calls to get to as many as humanly possible, if that's okay with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.